This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yes, we're ready to discuss lots of things. Maybe we'll put that to music. Here we are on the DJV program, leading in the world of radio. And that's because we're fair. We are really fair and balanced here. Not like the other guys who said they were fair and balanced, but that was a joke. The fact that we lead in that department because there's information, conversation about. And it doesn't all have to be about politics. I mean, how do you not think this is a good thing? I noticed that NASA, well, I'm not sure who owns this. Actually, I should ask that question. The dust that was collected by Neil Armstrong on the Apollo 11 is going to be auctioned off.
Yeah.
And it may be worth $800,000 or maybe somewhere between $800,000 and $1,000,002. Who's going to buy it? Well, would you like to have this in your collection of memorabilia? Dust
you
from
would,
the moon.
Wouldn't you?
Right?
Yeah.
If you had moon
would
dust,
like it.
Yeah.
I would like it. I don't have $1,000,002 to spend on it, but it would be kind of cool to have it. So how do these people get a hold of it? NASA's not selling this. Is it the estate of Neil Armstrong?
No, so this is taking kind of a, yeah, it's taking kind of a weird turn. This is the only known dust sample from the moon, so from Apollo 11 that can legally be sold. And so what happened was Neil Armstrong brought this bag of lunar dust back to Earth. NASA lost the bag after they loaned it out to a museum. So this has sort of been, it was missing for a while. It then became part of seized property when the museum's director was convicted of fraud and theft. And so the U.S. Marshal Service came in and they auctioned it off. And a resident named Nancy Lee Carson in 2015 from Illinois, she bought it for $995.
Wow.
Now she is the one who is auctioning it off. Now, when she bought it, this is where it gets a little tricky. She bought the bag at auction for $995. Then she sent the bag to NASA to make sure that they could identify that it was the real deal. Well, they found out, yes, it is the real deal, and they refused to return it to her. She sued NASA. And won, and she forced the officials to return the bag of lunar dust to her, and then Sotheby's sold it for $1.8 million in 2016, and now she's looking to sell the five metal pieces that have lunar dust on top of them. It's still in a container from NASA. So that's
so 100 times what she's invested in it, she's gotten as a return. That's
it's like the most complicated finders keepers.
Mm-hmm. And it is a super cool thing, you know. Talk about if you've got this kind of cash and you have a little case in your house, your dinner party's got a lot more interesting.
A lot more interesting, right? All right. Speaking of things that are interesting, the United States government has stopped the Russian government from paying holders of their debt $600 million that was in U.S. banks. Why are the Russians putting money? That's got to tell you something. There ought to be a little more publicity about that. Where do the Russians keep their money? They don't keep it in Russian banks. They keep it in American banks. So why would that be? But I am only asking from the point of view of cynicism, why is it today on April 5th we are just getting to this? Why wasn't this blocked 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago?
What specifically is happening here? Because we've had so many different sanctions and stuff to keep track of.
The Russian government has hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in our currency in banks. They have their money that they've converted from rubles to dollars and put in American banks. And now they're trying to use to get at that money to pay bills, and the sanctions that have been placed now this week on the Russians allows us to hold on to that money and not the Russians. They can't get access to it. They can't use it. So
yeah,
that's what that means, basically.
Good.
And I don't know why it didn't happen earlier is my only question. The European Union is banning or wants to ban Russian coal. Why didn't they do that before? It took what went on in Bucha, right? You pronounce it Bucha? Bucha?
How
do you pronounce it?
Bucha.
It took the killing of all those people to wake people up. What, they didn't think that they were capable? Look at all the people that they killed in Kiev and Mariupol. And so now all of a sudden,
this is the turning point, it feels right?
Italy now says,
you know, like the new updates, Italy is now expelling 30 Russian diplomats. Well, what'd you wait so long for, Italy?
Right.
And now the German president, so the EU finance ministers, they're going to talk about more sanctions now. And they said that the images from the satellite of what's happening happened in Bucha, now they said they're forced to react. And then
the German president... so far from German's history, by the way. So at what point do they pull the plug and have to stand with Ukraine because this looks really bad if they don't stand up against this?
So Denmark is getting rid of Russian diplomats. Well, what are you waiting
Greece,
for?
Why
are all these countries just now doing it?
There is a lot of
natural... for the year that Russia was amassing troops on the border of Ukraine? I mean, everybody was just sitting around scratching their heads going, oh,
scratching
maybe
their butts. So Greece, now another offender. There's a lot of gas off of the island of Crete. And for years they've been talking about exploring or getting at it.
Well,
it doesn't happen because they had cheap gas from Russia.
Right.
But now they say, okay, well, we better get at our own gas off of the, between the, between
well,
the
and that's what Germany's finally saying, too. The German president has now admitted that supporting the Nord Stream 2 pipeline was a big mistake. And he said that, you know, he said it all along that they just didn't believe that Putin was this crazy. I mean, he admitted. He said, we failed to see, he goes, you know, everything that Putin has done, killing innocent people and ruining his own, ruining the Russian economy, he just said that no one thought that he was ever going to be that crazy. Now, if you have to think about it, too, these are all world leaders who sat in the room with Putin many times, you know, at G20 and whatever, when he was still, I don't think Russia was ever in the G8, right? But... you know, all the G's, all these people know him and probably just never thought he was this unhinged.
Yep. All right, speaking of unhinged and victims, Jennifer, yesterday we were talking about what happened in Sacramento over the weekend. What is the latest? Do you know if there's a connection between the shooter and the people that got killed?
They're still looking for that, and the police are being really mum about what... you know, what could have caused this? There was a report that there was a fight beforehand, that then shortly after that, there was a spray of bullets, over 100 rounds deployed as people were leaving nightclubs. There were bands that were caught up in all of this. So it's a pretty vibrant area of Sacramento. But they made an arrest, and they made an arrest of someone who was 26, DeAndre Martin, and I guess he had a warrant in Riverside County. He had some charges of domestic violence against him, but what was he doing in Sacramento, and what are they looking for? Do they think he was one of the gunmen, or are they picking him up in conjunction to try to get him to give up someone else? Because they think there's multiple shooters here.
Okay, so the question is begged as to why in 2022, I know that the gun people say, well, we should be able to buy what we want. I don't know that the public in general, after something like this happens, and you see these sort of cartoonish killings with these guns on TV and in movies, why it is necessary for the average person to have one of these guns.
Let me ask you this.
Because
I think that premise is really wrong, because all of the guns that they've picked up at the scene were illegally purchased. So... why would you take away my ability?
But the
why
gun
would you take
itself.
Away?
What's the
why would you
the
take?
Gun?
Well, you can't get rid of all the guns. The guns are out there. So why would you take away
get rid of the guns. I'm
my ability to buy a gun
why
when I'm going to be responsible?
Like, what would you do with it?
I have a gun for self protection in my home. I live
I
by
get
myself.
That. No, I'm not talking about guns in general. That's not the argument. The argument is, why do we need a gun that shoots 100 rounds a minute?
We don't. They don't. This is just a regular handgun. I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought that they were one of the guns that was used, as I saw it, was one of those spray guns that just fires
First
automatically.
First of all, the spray guns
pull the trigger down.
there's so much misinformation about this.
Okay,
so
well,
I think you're talking about the AR-15. An AR-15 was not found at the scene. Just regular handguns had been found at the scene. All the ones that they found so far, and there have only been two, were illegally.
So how'd they get them? Illegally, how'd they get them? Do we know that?
Either they bought them on the street or they stole them or something. We don't know the details on that, but they were not lawfully owned.
All right, so I don't want to have an argument about this because that's not really what my point was.
But the AR-15, just to set the record straight, an AR-15 does not, by the way, AR does not stand for automatic rifle. An AR-15 holds just as many bullets as a handgun. So there's a lot of misinformation. People somehow think that an AR-15 is like a Rambo gun.
Mm-hmm.
No, it holds the same amount of rounds that you can put into a regular handgun. And so I know people think that
they
look
scarier. Why does it seem to be the choice, though, gun of mass shooters?
Because it's the most fun gun to shoot. An AR-15 is the most fun. Like, I wanted to buy an AR-15.
It's hard.
It's the most fun. It's the most
shooting
fun
people
to
in
shoot.
I just hate that.
Victoria, I don't go out and shoot people in
not you, I'm just saying
mass settings. But it's the most popular gun in the country for legal gun owners because it's a fun gun to shoot. It's got a sight. You can customize it. People like to own this gun.
I agree with you 100%.
Between that and a handgun.
The fact that they get into the hands of the wrong people, how do we fix that?
Right. How do you fix that? That's been the age-old question. You could have a tough-on-crime approach. California hasn't been into that. So.
Or better education for if you're going to be a gun owner, there should be classes.
But the gun owners at home are not the Gens aren't the problem. Yeah,
But people like not locking them up properly.
There are a lot of gun owners, and maybe
it's something in the South. But a lot of people, they have their gun with them. They cannot take it in someplace, so they put it in their glove box, and then their car gets broken into and it gets stolen.
Yeah, I
think what we're talking about, though, are people who are criminals who are going to get the guns no matter what. And so that, to me, I think it's kind of a cheap answer to say, well, we need to do better with gun control. It's what Biden did, and it's what Newsom did. We need to get better on gun control. We live in the most highly controlled gun state in the whole entire country, and we're still seeing crime shooting up, and people just don't have the ability to protect themselves, so they're becoming more victimized because the people who do follow the laws are not having as easy a time accessing things to protect themselves.
All right. So there you have it. the results of good, stimulating conversation, frankly. 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Padded mailers in every size and color?
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. Now get 15% off UPS Ground and 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4:30. Visit staplesconnect.com/services/shipping for details.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now. The Wheel of Time continues here with time focused in the next few minutes on social media and what's going on in the trending department. You'll all be happy to know that, how you say, cucumber is in the focus. Is it cucumber or cucumber? Is it how you say cucumber? Isn't that what
no,
she
I
said?
I think she said cucumber, which is even... Yeah, which is even dumber because, like, hello, you're from Boston. Like, enough. Like, enough.
Hilaria Baldwin urging Alec to do what? We'll find out after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, from the a little bit off department, here we have Hilaria Baldwin. Hey, happy birthday, honey, and stop doing things, et cetera. Well, what is the reference to negative noise? Is she telling him to stop talking about the movie incident?
No, yeah, she's telling him to ignore what everybody else is saying. And this is Hilaria Baldwin posted a birthday tribute for her husband, Alec, on his 64th birthday over the weekend. And she starts it off with kind of like pillow talk kind of stuff, like in your darkest, saddest moments, you ask me, 11 years ago when we met, if I knew everything we would go through, all the ups and downs, would I,
hey, guess
do?
What?
Would I walk
Somebody
away?
Somebody post that about me, that's the end of the relationship. See you later, alligator.
Yes. Yeah, don't be talking about what each other is saying in your darkest,
How about just
time?
A picture of the two of you together and happy birthday,
happy
Alex.
Birthday.
That's
yeah.
it. Yeah, we don't need to know. Yeah, I mean, she is so self-aggrandizing in every moment. And she goes, you say, you know, you apologize through tears of what this famous life has brought me, and would I do it again? Of course she would do it again. She's Hilaria. Of course she would do it again. I mean, there's no way this girl is ever walking away from all of this fame and notoriety, and even though she keeps, you know, talking about, like, the devil creeping in and all this other stuff. No, you are the devil, Hilaria. You are. I can't stand her.
Whatever. She is one of the people in the public eye who will just be like, will you just leave me alone? We're trying.
Yeah. She won't let anyone leave her alone. Her her big social media break was like a week long. She's like, I'm back. Oh, okay, Hilaria, we missed you.
Selena Gomez says she's much happier in her life. She was off social media 4 years ago and hasn't been back since. She
I
said,
love
quote,
Selena Gomez
it makes
so
me
much.
Feel normal.
Right.
I like
well,
this, yeah.
Selena was the most followed person on Instagram at that time, so.
And Selena Gomez is somebody who's like, please leave me alone on my personal life, and she tries to stay out of the public eye when it's on the personal level.
She's not courting it.
She needs a hamburger, though.
Selena?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Selena's perfect,
perfect
the way she is.
Nah, I think she needs a hamburger.
Stop
okay.
the hamburgers.
Hamburgers, spaghetti, meatballs. How's that? Pasta. Let's have some pizza. It's 28 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Zelensky said in his nightly address that more than 300 people have been tortured and killed by Russian soldiers in Bucha. The Prosecutor General of Ukraine on ABC News.
Actually do this systematically. It's crimes against humanity. What we can see now in the Kyiv region, it's this huge number. The Zhytomyr highway is absolutely full of dead bodies. That's why we will do this job to prove all these crimes.
The disturbing numbers are likely to grow as more bodies are uncovered in the Kyiv suburb and other cities formerly occupied by Russian forces. Spring elections are taking place today in Wisconsin. On the ballot today are Court of Appeals judges in Districts 2, 3, and 4. Also, Circuit Court judges in 23 counties statewide. Also, school board elections will allow parents to speak up. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Elon Musk, after complaining that Twitter was stifling free speech in America, put his money where his mouth is. Mr. Musk became the largest stockholder in Twitter Monday, buying 9.2% of the company. That announcement had Twitter stock jump roughly 30%. Former Vice President of Global Media at Twitter, Katie Jacob Stanton, tells Bloomberg Technologies what this means.
Yeah, well, I think it's a very expensive way to get yourself an edit button. I think it's a very interesting move. Elon is obviously a power user. He knows the product well. He knows that Twitter is the place for the world's conversation. But for Twitter, I think it's really tricky in two ways. First, as Sarah mentioned, it's really difficult. Elon has been very vocal about making Twitter an unfettered free speech platform, and this is part of the founding ethos of Twitter, but it's not an absolute, and it's really hard in social media, and we've seen the consequences of what happens when there's no accountability for when disinformation spreads. So it's complicated. And second, I think it's tricky because it becomes another distraction for the Twitter team, but I have full confidence in the Twitter team because they're used to all kinds of distractions. It's basically what we would have called a Monday.
Even though quarterback Tom Brady has unretired and rejoined the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, former teammate Rob Gronkowski on TMZ says he's not ready to commit yet.
Time out. And right now, I'm not ready to get back out on that field. I'm not ready to commit to the game of football right now.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name's Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now on today's DJV program. It's Tuesday, April the 5th. How do you do? How do you do? If you're traveling on JetBlue, you're not doing too well. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of flight cancellations yesterday in New York and Boston for mostly national, transcon flights. And the people that run JetBlue had no answer when asked by news reporters, why are there so many delays? Why are there so many cancellations in the cities in New England and the Northeast? What is the problem? They said nothing. They had no answer. I'm telling you, this airline grew so fast. The management is out of control. They don't know what they're doing. I wouldn't book a flight on JetBlue if I'd rather walk. Frankly,
that used to be my favorite airline.
Yeah,
I haven't flown it in a while, but yeah, it's too bad.
Awful. Yep. Well, the same thing happens when you look around. Southwest went through that, and they sort of have recovered to a point. But because they're not the low-cost carrier anymore, there isn't the kind of strong allegiance to Southwest that there used to be. People used to say the same thing about JetBlue and about Southwest. The best airline still is Delta. And I think as things change, United and American are about the same. JetBlue is from hunger. There was a small plane that crashed into a front yard in New Jersey yesterday. What do you hear about that, Victoria? Anything?
Haven't heard anything. Yeah. Where was it?
Manville, New Jersey. Where's that?
No idea. I'd have
front
to look
yard.
On the map.
It was this plane crashed. You can see the picture. I'm looking at the video now. Plane crashed into this guy's front yard.
Like, is anyone hurt?
Into the front yard. It doesn't look like there were one person was injured, but not seriously. But the plane was wrecked, obviously. Little Cessna, like it looks
so
like
scary.
A passenger.
Oh, geez, look at that. Wow.
Yeah, all right, see?
Oh, my God.
How come
those
I'm
little
more
planes,
up?
Oh, my God, they freak me out
like
so
them.
Much.
You wouldn't find me on them. If I ever bought a plane, ever had the ability to buy a plane, I'd buy, one of those, like 14-passenger, that's about the safest, the small planes, 14-passenger jet. Those are okay if you get above the clouds. In the clouds, nobody wants to be in a small plane. It's bad enough in a big plane when they start bouncing around. This past weekend when I went out to L.A. and came back again, there was a storm sort of in the central part headed east. And when we took off on Thursday, it was you could feel it, and then we got out of it fast. But when you're pushing across, I don't want to get too much in the weeds. When you're coming from west to east, it's always faster because the earth is moving towards you and the jet stream carries you and pushes. So there's a double whammy. When you're going westbound, the headwinds are against you and you're traveling with the clock. So you have to get ahead of the clock in order to basically make time. And you don't really. It's always at least an hour, if not more, going in this. It's the same mileage, but those things you're fighting against. Anyway, the JetBlue, I'm just looking at the board here in Boston. And there are so many cancellations, I can't begin to imagine the frustration of people trying to get somewhere, and especially not getting answers. Nothing worse than a pilot or somebody at a desk not giving you. Here's my question: why are we delayed? Well, we don't know, and they do know, but they don't want to tell you, and that kind of stuff. So anyway, a big hiss boo for JetBlue, and we move on. International Deep Dish Pizza Day today, one of the most contentious cultural divisions in America, especially if you're a New Yorker. New York pizza, Chicago pizza, deep dish pizza. Does it come from Greece? Does it come from Italy? Anyway.
But this is very polarizing, right? People either like New York style or Chicago.
Or Chicago. New York all the way. It's the only way to
New
go.
York. Yep.
Yeah, right. Okay, today is also National Caramel Popcorn Day and National Library Workers Day. What's going on with library books? There's a big book ban. Have you seen this? What's going on? American Library Association releasing the number of challenges to library books and that sort of thing. I don't understand this. You don't want to read the book, then don't take it out.
Don't read the book.
Business with somebody else is reading.
Yep.
But it's mostly about the LGBTQ stuff and that, this, the usual.
And Toni Morrison. They want to get rid of Toni Morrison, too.
Why?
Because she writes about slavery and things that are too difficult for delicate white children to read, apparently. That's the argument that these parents are trying to make. So they want to control the libraries. But yet, this is all from, this is what I don't understand. The hypocrisy is, like, on fire here. So this is the party of free speech, and we should be able to say everything we want, but yet let's ban books. Like, what?
Why
it makes no sense. Yeah.
Well,
but you can't change it. Stop hiding it.
Yeah. Speaking a little bit of food news, there's a study out about adolescents and teens who have a predisposition for diabetes. This is a big problem. This is all diet. 40% of young people are obese at the moment in America. These are 19, from 12 to 19-year-olds. And most of them are poor. Most of them come from families that are compromised in many ways. But it's striking. With the information that is available even though you say, okay, I got to eat cheap food because I can't afford good food, well, there's good, cheap food. You just have to do a little work to find it, but you can find it. And one of the great ways of doing it, there's a mostly online couple of companies that specialize in selling food that is doesn't look good. I forget what they call it, but what are they? It's not. It's
like ugly produce.
Yeah, ugly produce. Yeah,
yeah. There are a bunch of those companies now, which is great.
Yeah, there are. So why is it that people continue to make bad choices when that stuff is around? It's just education, as far as I'm concerned. That's one of the things that is so missing in public schools, the nutrition. I remember being taught in health class, you know, what's good for you and what isn't good for you. Is that being taught now? No.
I don't know. I have no idea. But the food pyramid stuff I remember learning in school, which is the most confusing thing. To this day, as an adult, have no idea how you're supposed to apply the food pyramid to your life.
Well, the good foods, you mean?
No, the food pyramid. Jay, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Where the bottom is larger and it has all like the
I think Doug probably didn't have this in
stuff,
school,
and
but
it goes
for
veggies or fruits or something.
Yeah,
like that.
There are different layers of the pyramid, and it's like a diagram of. Yeah, but I still don't understand how to apply it. So clearly it didn't work.
I always like the plate things where you have a plate and it's sectioned out, but the sections are certain sizes of like this is your protein size, this is your fruit and vegetable size.
That's probably what they teach kids now because the pyramid was stupid.
Well, and we learned about a lot of health stuff in both home ec and health and wellness classes, but it was more of a high school situation, not younger, younger.
Younger. All right,
One last thing that really also bugs me, too, is like, okay, so if you're learning about nutrition in health class, then you go to the cafeteria and you eat chicken nuggets. What's the point?
Well, but also look at home life, too, because you'll have parents, a lot of parents have issues with younger kids where they're like, my kid won't eat vegetables. And here the parent is like, no, you have to eat your vegetables. And then the kid's like, well, why aren't you eating vegetables? Well, because it's gross. Well, you're teaching your kid right then and there at home that vegetables are gross, and that's not the case. Vegetables are delicious. Cook them
properly. Brussels sprouts are gross, though.
They're cooked properly. They are delicious.
Yeah, and bacon fat. There's
broccoli.
A problem.
Yeah,
with
yeah
the
you
food.
Gotta get some taste. Of it. You
we
gotta
make
get
Brussels
taste.
Sprouts at home, and we do not use bacon. Yeah.
I mean, but like when you get them in a restaurant.
Let me ask you two a question. You were just teasing me. Was it on the air or off the air? About eating meat and sausage and bacon. I think that was off the air. All right, so. I want to know, for those of you who like burgers, I know what it was. You said, when I was talking about somebody who needed a hamburger, one of the stars, and you said, I'm going to make you eat a hamburger.
I'm
going to
make you eat a hamburger every time you say that now.
Okay, now, I want to know from the two of you, if every single hamburger you've ever eaten tastes the same. Do all burgers taste the same?
No,
I haven't had red meat in 20 years. I have no idea what meat tastes
either.
Like.
It's been longer than that for me. All right, so Jay, you're in the spotlight. The burgers that you eat, do they all? If you go to McDonald's and eat a burger or Burger King,
well, I don't eat red meat anymore. I haven't eaten red meat since June, but still, I probably have eaten red meat more recently than you guys. Within the last 365 days. No, they're not all created equal. I was always more of a kind of a restaurant or pub burger person. Give me the fatter one, not the little thin stuff. Give me something that I have to cut in quarters to eat.
Okay. All right. So anyway, the reason I brought it up is because apparently a company called Robo Burger has a new machine that makes you a burger with custom toppings in 6 minutes.
It's a vending machine.
$99 in the vending.
This thing
machine.
Is in Jersey City, and I have friends who've been posting about it, and I'm like, I don't think I would trust meat that's being kept in a vending machine, and then a robot
in there.
Yeah, and then the robot cooks the burger for you, like made to order. I don't know.
Some things are meant to be cooked at the time of their being ordered. Or you feel like having a burger at home, then you get the burger, the meat out, and you cook it. You don't. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, some stuff doesn't travel well. There's just some things that you have to eat at the restaurant. And you cannot get it to go.
Well, this vending machine makes the burgers right there. You have to wait for 6 minutes.
It's a robot.
Yeah, it's like it's a robotic vending machine thing, and so and then the burger comes out like a cup of coffee. It's just. I don't know.
Frozen foods are running low. I was in the grocery store on Sunday night. I buy some frozen foods. And so it looks like there have been a number of companies who are struggling with the demand for certain types of foods. And so here we have General Mills, the parent company of Pillsbury, and they have said that there's a shortage because there isn't a lot of dough around. Is that money or is that the stuff they use to make the pizza? And the... Why would you buy a frozen pizza in a grocery store? Huh?
Because everyone did.
It's convenient.
Yeah. Really?
Everybody did that during when the pandemic first hit. That's like the number one thing people stocked
up on. So is that why there's a shortage now? Totino's frozen pizza rolls are out in most local grocery stores.
Huh? Now, like, that sounds gross. Yeah. That sounds really gross to me. And my husband threw a hissy fit a couple years ago that I would not buy Totino's pizza rolls. And I go, what are you, 12? I'm like, this is disgusting. Nice. This is an after-food snack, after-school snack at best.
47 past the hour.
But what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most interesting artists and creators. Author, humorist, and radio personality Garrison Keillor has been a fixture in popular culture with over 30 best-selling books and his Prairie Home Companion radio program since the 1970s. And he has a new book entitled Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel. We caught up with Garrison to chat about his new book and the beginnings of the radio program that brought the fictional town of Lake Wobegon to life.
It began really with a story that I told based on an old friend. I confided in him. I told him everything. When I went to his funeral, I felt a sort of relief that all of my sins that I had confessed would now go to the grave with him. I had a fresh start.
That's author and humorist Garrison Keillor, whose new book, Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel, comes out April 11th. See Garrison Keillor live on stage May 2nd at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Keillor will be joined by iconic artists, including country music star Brad Paisley, soprano Ellie Dean, Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio, vocalist Heather Massey, and many more. Enjoy a live show filled with Lake Wobegon stories, humor, music, and audience sing-alongs. Red Rocks Amphitheater, May 2nd. Reserve your seat today.
New message.
Hey, man, it's Devin. You know, from that time you accidentally emailed me because you thought I was a different Devin. Oh, and your email signature said confidential. If you received this in error, please delete. That's so you. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat. When are we setting sail, Captain?
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Oh, and no, you did not receive this message in error.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, it's time for us to delve into the world of entertainment, movies, stars, all that good stuff. And speaking of stars, here's Chuck Curry, Movie Moments Manager. How do you like that for alliteration, Chucker?
That's too big. I can't live up to that introduction.
You can't? All right.
I'll try, though.
I can start over again if you want.
No, it's okay. You'll waste my precious air minutes here.
I understand that. All right, so what did we just hear?
I guess that was a Jennifer Lopez song. You know, her latest film, well, her movie last month, Marry Me, went straight to streaming on the Peacock Network. I guess it did fairly well. It also opened the theater, so it was day to day. Her newest movie, which got some weird publicity 6 months ago when Armie Hammer was the co-star, had to drop out due to craziness in his personal life. That role was recast. Josh Duhamel. It's called Shotgun Wedding. Lionsgate was going to release it theatrically on June 29th. They have sold the rights to the film to Amazon Prime, and now it will be streamed.
There we go again. Jeez,
just like I said yesterday, unfortunately, what's happening is the backers of these movies are deeming them not viable enough to put in theaters.
How the hell do they know? Until they put them out in the
because they don't
want
to spend the marketing. They don't want to spend the $25 million to market in theaters, so they're just like, okay, we'll play it safe. We'll stream it. But so Jennifer Lopez, Josh Duhamel, a now 49-year-old Josh Duhamel. That's probably why they're streaming it. I like him, but I don't know. It's maybe a little bit of a tougher. So
maybe it's not that great of a movie.
Maybe
the one with Owen Wilson. They did, even though it was only on Peacock, they had so much publicity for it. I mean, they were on the Today Show together. They were everywhere. Yeah, it's a cute movie. Maybe this movie just. I mean, Josh Duhamel is not a good actor. He's cute to look at, but like.
I find him appealing, though. I mean, in a romantic comedy, I think he works. But that's an interesting transition. Okay, Armie Hammer, personal life blows up. Let's get Josh Duhamel. I thought they would have went a little bit more high profile, considering it's a Jennifer Lopez vehicle. But there you have it, Doug. So another say goodbye to our theatrical experience. Hello to streaming. I hate saying it, but
here's another really
interesting one. Harrison Ford has signed on for his first TV series, an Apple TV series titled Shrinking, 10 episodes. He's going to play what they call a blue-collar shrink, Jason Segel, who was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. A very talented guy. He's going to co-star. I think he wrote the project. It was a lot of negotiations, so I'm sure Harrison Ford got a massive paycheck to do it. But every big entity in the business is now doing these streaming.
Well, you look at I understand that Harrison Ford will never do anything unless he gets $20 million, that's it. The only exception he made to that was when he was
asked. He did the Expendables, right?
Exactly. He did the Expendables. Yeah, they gave him $4 million, and that was. They tried to get
what
Bruce.
What happened is Bruce Willis wanted too much.
Right.
And then they asked Harrison Ford. I was shocked that Harrison Ford did it a little bit. But
it looked like fun. It was probably fun for him.
Yeah.
It was probably fun.
Yeah,
no, go on and have fun.
Well, in that franchise, though, they've asked, like, Kurt Russell, they've asked him to do it, and he says no. I think he thinks it's a little beneath him, but. Yeah, it was good to see Harrison Ford.
Totally.
Those movies are fun.
Yeah. All right. So then, speaking of Bruce Willis, last night as I was having my soup and sandwich, I turned on the television. There was nothing good on regular television. So I found a movie on HBO, and I believe it's the last movie that Bruce Willis did, where he plays a bad guy trying to wash out a town. One of those dams, and his son has been maligned, and
so he has
to drown the sea. Well, I was looking at him, and I almost could see the IFB in his ear. The way he turned around, I was thinking about the lines and stuff, and the way it went. All I could think of was he was being fed his lines, and it was, I don't know, it was a weird kind of experience, actually, to know. And he looked awful, frankly. And at the end, he gets killed because he's a bad guy. Well, he's kind of a quasi-bad guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was, I don't know, it was just weird.
Well, he did a few dozen movies for this schlocky producer. And they paid him, but, you know, in retrospect, if they knew he had these issues, it's sort of pathetic.
This is the route they went.
It really is. Because, I mean, he's on, like, Bruce Willis, whether people like him or not, his career's iconic because he's made so many
beautiful
films that are going to live the test of time. No doubt about that.
Samuel L. Jackson and Uma Thurman are going to reunite for a movie called The Kill Room about an assassin who becomes an art world sensation.
How many movies has he done? Holy cow.
Who, Sam Jackson? He never says no. Give me a check. I'm showing up. Yep.
What a career.
And he's good. He's actually good. Yeah. All right, Chucker, so are you. Thank you. 59 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.